1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Yesterday on the show, Dane, I revealed that I can't really drive a manual.
Yeah, it's surprising.
And I say can't because I did learn in a manual. I did my 120 hours in one, but I didn't do my test in one. I own an automatic now, and the only time since I was 16 that I've ever had to drive a manual again was once when I had to move my brother's car up the street to my uncle and auntie's house, and I bunny hopped it the whole way there because I was a bit rusty. And unfortunately, our hit van, it's a manual.
Yes.
So I can't really drive it.
No. And guess who drives everywhere?
You.
Me. And it's sort of like, it's fine, I don't mind driving, but sometimes it's nice just to sit in the passenger seat and not worry about anything, but I can't do that. Whenever we go somewhere, I'm driving the bloody van.
Well, you didn't really know this because it was slipping under the radar until the weekend, and we were discussing who's going to drive the van in
the Mardi Gras
parade, and that's when I had to confess that I didn't have the talent.
Get someone from sales to do it. He didn't want to even be there, really. He dragged him out of his Saturday with his son, and he drove the van for us because you're too lazy to drive a manual.
It's not lazy.
What is it then?
It's just I haven't got the skills.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say lazy because I'm still driving. It's not like I've just given up driving.
Well,
I just haven't bought myself a manual car. I've bought an auto.
What happens if your auto breaks down and you have to drive a manual? What happens then?
I'll do what I did with my brother's car and bunny hop the whole time. I feel like I could do it again, but I just have never really had the reason to. Well, all my friends in Melbourne drive autos. When I go back there, it's, here, drive my auto.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
Because I want you to. I want you to, Herbie, because I'm sick of driving. I'd like you for once to drive somewhere for Coffee and Muffin Monday.
If you'd heard about some of my driving experience when I could drive a manual, you might not feel the same.
Why? What do you mean?
I had a bit of a bad time in one of my lessons.
When you're first learning?
Yep. Yep.
Well, what happened?
It wasn't good. It was to do with my mum.
Yeah.
And, it's not good. And I reckon I could share it with you now, but I reckon we get mum on the phone.
Much better.
Because she'll give an honest experience of it.
All right.
But let me tell you, you may not want me to drive a manual after this.
All right, we'll find out. We're going to get Herbie's mum on next to find out what happened when Herbie went driving with her mum.
Hey, mum.
Hello.
Now, we were just speaking about how I don't really drive manuals. I learnt in one and then I haven't really driven one since. I did mention that there was a bit of a hiccup in one of my first times ever driving in the car to do with you, and I thought, let's get you on the airwaves and you can share your side of the story.
What happened?
I don't know if you actually learnt, but you had a go. And I never wanted to get back in the car with you again.
What happened that made you never want to ride with Herbie in a manual car?
Well, I actually ended up injured inside the car.
Look, I didn't crash. We were at a swimming pool car park and just learning the basics.
Yeah.
And maybe I bunny hopped a bit too much and hurt my mum.
Oh, my God. I just said to her, because you can't really instruct Natalie in much, because I can't.
Why is that? That's a different argument for another day.
She doesn't like being told what to do. Anyway, we were driving, and of course I tried to tell Natalie, no, you release the clutch slowly, and then off we go, bang, we were back, forward, and my head was jerking. After about half an hour, I just said, that's it, and went home. I had to go to the physio the next day, and I was out of action for about a week. So, yeah.
From neck pain
whiplash.
From the bunny hopping.
Whiplash.
My God.
There's no such thing as gentle Herbie.
And so mum actually never taught me again in the manual. Dad had to take over.
Did your dad end up with any injuries at all?
I don't think so. Not as bad as mum.
She listens to him.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mum, look, I'm going to try and learn, I reckon, again. Do you reckon I'm going to be capable of this?
Oh, that poor person.
Any tips for the person that might take Herbie for a lesson on getting her to listen?
Valium, I don't know.
Valium! And have a good physio.
Thanks, Mum.
Bye.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
This Saturday, Herbs, I'm going to be in Melbourne with my mum to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
You're very excited about this.
I cannot wait. I bought the tickets earlier this year. Mum's flying down from Brisbane. I'm flying from here Friday after the show. And it's just a mother-son weekend. Can't wait to spend some time together.
And you're very much a mum's boy, so you're excited.
I do love my mum. My dad did ask to come, but mum's like, no, you're not coming along. Now, I've organised a special dinner for the Friday.
Yes.
Now, knowing mum, she would never treat herself to something this fancy.
Okay.
And I'm sort of doing it because it's nice, and B, it'll be a bit of her birthday present as well.
Okay.
Which is coming you're doubling up in a couple of months. I'm doubling up.
Coming up in a couple of months.
Coming up. I'm getting in.
Oh, gosh, you're a
tight-ass. I'm getting in. She'll get something else, but it's just sort of the start. Now,
next week. No,
it's definitely not next week. The thing is about this, I know she would never spend this type of money on herself at this type of
dinner. A lot of people are like that, and I find a lot of mums are like that. They spend on others before themselves.
Which my mum has done a lot of. So I went and checked the menu of this place. It's fancy. It's very nice, and I know she's going to like eating there.
Yeah.
And I looked at the menu. I was like, okay, it's reasonable. I can do this. So entrees are about $30. Mains are about $50 each. So I was like, right, we're going get an entree each, get a main each, and maybe share a dessert. I'm looking at about $220 for a dinner,
Couple of cocktails, maybe 250.
Right. Yeah. Yep. And I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Seeing you've saved money because you're sharing a bed,
exactly
I reckon
right.
you can spend a bit of money.
But then I reread the menu and something clicked. I didn't read it properly.
This is going to be good.
They don't do a la carte dining on Friday nights. They only do a 5-course set menu.
How much is this costing you?
Well, that's the thing. At the moment, I'm looking at $165 per person for this 5-course set menu for Friday night's dinner. I reread it and just went, oh, no. Here I am thinking I'm going to get away with like maybe $200, $250. Yeah. I'm up for now $330 for the two of us plus matching wines.
So you've cancelled the booking, haven't you?
Well, I looked at it. I looked at the booking. I had a very in-depth conversation with my wife, KB.
Takeaway it is.
I've kept the booking.
Oh!
I've turned the corner. I've kept the fancy booking. So I'm taking mum for this fancy dinner to this beautiful place in Melbourne on Friday night, but we're only getting one of the wine pairings because I know she won't drink all five, so we'll just get one and share it.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Herbs, whenever you travel around Australia or around the world, you are open to security checks, not only for your person, but also your bags and everything else.
Yes. I always get the bomb one.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
Always. Always.
You must have one of those faces, Herbs.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun, but it's also a necessity. And over in the US, there's a specific agency that looks after this. They're called the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. They are a department of the US Department of Homeland Security. Now, if you've ever traveled to the US, you'll be aware of the TSA. They do everything past the sort of screening checkpoints. So they do the bomb ones. They go through your bags and all that type of thing. They actually check every single bag, essentially, which most airports should do.
They should.
Now, what the TSA also do is once they've opened your bag and examined it, and this happened to me a couple of times, they'll leave a little note in your bag saying, hey, your bag's been opened, just in case you open it. Go, hey, that wasn't there when I packed it. But for AJ Francis, who is a New York Giants NFL player, his experience with the TSA was not a very pleasant one. So he got home, he opened his bag up, and he found a little note, but he also found stuff everywhere.
They've gone on.
Gone through it. Let me just read you, though, his tweet, and this is going to explain what the stuff was, all right? I'll take out the expletive.
I'm guessing, has it got anything to do with his career?
No, nothing to do with his career.
So you can take that, eBay, hello.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, you pieces of at the TSA. Next time you feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back so her remains aren't spilled on all my clothes. The least you pieces of garbage can do is your job. Now, I took out all the expletives there, but he had his mother's ashes in the bag. They opened it to have a look, didn't close it properly. He got back. There was ashes all throughout his luggage.
Dare I say, I think it's his fault.
No!
Why
no,
are you just
why?
Putting, if you're, they're your mum's ashes, why are you just putting them in your own luggage just willy-nilly with the chance that they could get checked? And yes, rightly so, because we know that ashes can look like other substances, so they're going to check it. You shouldn't be putting your mum's ashes just in your undies bag.
And some people did sort of say, hey, why did you not take it carry on? Why did you check the bag? And people are saying, well, it's not the fact he checked it. It's the contain, like what they did to the container that they didn't close it properly. Fine to open it and check it, but close it properly.
Your mum's ashes. You've just put them in with your jocks and socks.
Oh, who knows why I was travelling.
But no. Would you be putting your mum's ashes in that bag?
In the bag? Well, it depends how much carry-on I had. Depends how much Lego I bought when I was overseas. And that's what I think I had to take carry-on.
Your poor mum is supposed to be spending time with her this weekend. She's not going to want her after you. She knows you're putting her ashes in her bloody, instead of the Lego.
She'll end up as a Lego piece when she dies. Don't worry about that. Oh. Say that?
I don't think so. Oh. She's your mum.
What else is she going to be?
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
Good morning, Shree Coleman.
Good morning.
Now, I've got a story I want to share with you guys this morning because it's a story or an example of what you should not do after going on a date.
Okay.
Everything you shouldn't do. Now, the person who this affects, she's the one that shared this story, and she said at first her confidence was knocked. She felt a little bit down in the dumps, but then after reading, she saw a funny side to it and just thought, hang on, I'm way better than you.
Yeah.
Now, it is unbelievable what she had to receive. So she ended up going on a Tinder date with a guy she matched with. They went for coffee. Coffee was going well, so they decided to continue the date and they went for dinner.
Well, that's okay. Great.
Then after that, she thought, not really the guy for me, because he did mention stuff about plastic surgery and stuff on the date.
And about her?
Yeah, just made comments. And
wow.
She thought, do you know what? We won't do date two.
Yeah,
and
fair
that was
enough.
Fine. Until she received a message on Tinder 3 months later.
Wow. He's really been thinking
Hello,
about it.
Hello, Kimberly. I know we went on a date quite a while ago now, but I'd like to explain why I haven't messaged you. I feel like you could have made the date much better. Here's a few reasons why. I apologise if I offend you. Now, I won't read them all because there are so many things he said. But
well,
let
at least
me start.
He apologised.
This is the first one. If you lost some weight, you'd look incredible. Maybe
wow.
a stone or two. You were very pale. Douche. I know you aren't a fan of the sun, but a bit of fake tan won't hurt.
Okay, lose weight, fake tan. What else
do you I think
have to
you
do?
Need to wear clothes that suit your figure and maybe update your style slightly, sure. just so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
Wow. What a dirtbag.
You need to look more natural. Stop wearing makeup. Just make yourself look decent. Don't overkill it. Your lips have gone down, so you should get your lips done. I know you said you didn't like them when you did it, but I reckon you should get filler again. It will make you sexier.
God, is this real?
This is real. She shared this. This is real. This guy is absolutely bonkers. When we had food, I know you got a salad, but having full fat Coke is more calories you really don't need.
Oh, my God.
Get a sense of humour. You didn't laugh at one single one of my jokes.
Well, I wonder why. Well, I wonder why you didn't laugh. If you're going about all this garbage.
You seemed a bit stuck up. You didn't compliment me once. If you take these on board, and so there's a lot of other advice and he gave her, but he said, if you take these on board, I might consider another date. I will give you a month and get back in touch to see if this made a difference. Good day to you, Kimberly.
Who does this guy think that he is that privileged to tell this girl to do all these
do you know
things
what?
Just to be good enough to date him?
I can return the favour on behalf of this poor girl and send him one back. And sum it up in two words, personality transplant.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.